you just get more and more excited about it, then that specific creation really, really serves you. But if you go to a class where somebody encourages you to get specific about something when you're doubting it, the backlash is often severe. In other words, you often walk away wishing that you never even wanted the silly thing, you see. So you just have to feel your way there. The fact that you're asking us for a reading on your vibration means you're not where we would like you to be. We want you to be in the place where you say, Abraham, doesn't really matter to you me what you think, because I know, because I practice the vibration. And I can feel it. And I don't need you to tell me or anybody to tell me. I don't need anybody. I don't need any validation from anybody. I can feel it right here. Feels like enthusiasm and excitement, you see. Helpful?
Very much. Thank you. My second question is, I experience a lot of sadness when I have a particular thought about a situation that I went through. Let me tell you what it is. I'm a flight attendant. I was based in Boston on 9/11. I was down in operations when the flight attendant called from the aircraft and gave the specific last-minute instructions of who was the terrorist were on the plane, and I witnessed the telling of that directly. I have no ill will towards them. I've never had any connection with politics, or I intuitively understood that what they thought they were doing for whatever reasons. That had nothing to do with me. But when I remember that day, I'm really, really sad. How do I clean that up?
Well, events like that that are big, you see, it's something that, first of all, is not easy for you to let go because it stays active in the vibration of the mass population. In other words, it's something that comes up, is something that is sort of pushed in your direction. And when you think about it, when does it most often come to your mind?
Well, because I'm working, people will always bring up 9/11, and the question is always, where were you? And it just brings me right back to there. And I get just huge waves of sadness. I'm really proud of myself. I'm not crying now.
So, anyone who hears the story could understand why you would have huge waves of sadness. Let's see if we can get to the bottom of something, because do you think that it's possible for you to separate how you feel about something from how a lot of other people feel about it? In other words, do you think you can separate how you feel about what happened? Because you described it clearly in a rather interesting way. Mm-hmm. Do you think that you could separate how you feel about something and how other people think you should feel? For example, sometimes people will describe to us that someone they love has made their transition. Mm-hmm. And they are understanding about death. They understand there isn't any. They understand about how there's no separation between physical and non-physical. So they are not having the trauma of this death experience that most of the people at the funeral are having. Right. And they're actually feeling pretty frisky and excited about life. They're not devastated by this event because they've got it in perspective. They're seeing the event more through the eyes of Source. And yet they feel uncomfortable expressing their joyful perspective among others. So they take on a more solemn attitude about it. Mm-hmm. In other words, they are influenced by the strong opinions of people around them because they care about the feedback that they're getting from the people around them more than they care about their own connection. And this is something like that. In other words, you just can't go running around saying that I was right in the heart of the events that surrounded 9/11, but I'm at one with all of it without a lot of things coming crashing down around you from all of the people on all sides of the issue that really would expect you to agree with them. There are people that so want to beat the drum of the horror of everything. Are you aware of how many Holocaust museums and celebrations there are that happen around the world?